This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to Oklahoma, where a woman has been sentenced to prison. A woman, after officials say she stole more than $1 million from her employer and went on a spending spree. And I'm going to tell you a couple things about this woman, Scott. She's on the low end of these cases that we see. She is 38. These women are usually 60. In this case, she is 38. She has received 2 years, 6 months in prison. Also an anomaly.
Normally it's a
slap on the wrist and can you pay it back? Here is the sentence we read over and over again in these cases that will just make your head spin. From May 2019 through November 2022, the woman wrote herself more than 150 checks out of her company's bank account, $1.1 million. She bought cars, purses, jewelry.
Where's the word gambling?
And dozens of firearms. She's also accused of failing to report the income on her taxes. So there's that. This was a local business owner out of, I believe, Tulsa. I will ask again, how in God's name do you siphon $1.1 million from your employer and it takes them 3 years to notice?
They didn't do an audit.
Because you're paying them because you trust them to handle the money. And as long as everything that you need to be paid for gets paid for, they have no real reason to dig into those numbers because they're paying you because they trust
you. She was an account manager for the company.
It's a violation of trust.
Scott, Sam, at the end of the year, when you go to do your business taxes and you think there's $12 million in this account and in reality there's only 10 or 11, I will never understand how it goes on for so long without somebody going,
This is where the term cooking the books comes in. Okay. So, for example, and I've never done this, but maybe I'm onto something here. Let's say that she is the one who writes the checks to all of the other companies that we owe money to.
Okay.
All right. So I owe money to, I'm her, right? Writing checks for the company.
Yep.
And we owe money to Camp Dana and Camp Sam.
Let's say it's $500,000.
Okay. I'm going to write you a check for $500,000. Okay? I'm going to write Camp Sam a check for $500,000. But on the books, this is where it gets called cooking the books, I'm going to write it down that I wrote that check for $700,000. And I wrote Sam a check for $700,000. Now I'm going to write myself a check for $400,000.
Got it. But no one ever looks when the... Are there not carbons with that kind of money where the carbon comes in and you go, now, wait a minute, this is a little odd.
As long as the company is making enough money to cover the dollars at the end of the day,
I guess
they would have no reason to look into it. That's how we talk about these famous people who are worth millions and millions of dollars, Dane Cook, who now have $0 because they trusted somebody very close to them to handle their money.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yep. As part of her sentence, she's been ordered to repay $870,000.
That she doesn't have.
They're never going to see it.
Nope.
And more than $309,000 to the IRS. The IRS does want its cut of the crime.
And she might have that amount laying around. But that's how I think I've never cooked books, but I think that's how you do it. And we don't know what company, how big this company was. For example, the company that we work for makes tens of millions of maybe more than that, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars every year in advertising. Somebody is in charge at the very top of making sure that our bills get paid, that the lights stay on, the tower still works so we can broadcast, employees are paid. And then you just cook books.
I can't keep track of the money in my own account. Granted, I'm not a comptroller or...
What was that?
Accountant person.
A comptroller.
Okay.
She started working there, by the way, in 2015. The fraud is alleged to have started in 2019. So she hung out a while.
Does it say what the industry was?
Got the lay of the land.
Because that matters a lot here. Because if you're like a construction contractor... There's big checks going out all the time. And to Scott's point,
daily.
If you're cutting a $500,000 check, but you actually write it for seven and give yourself the other $200,000.
No. You write it for 500, you log it as 700.
Then you cut yourself a check for the other 200. At the end of the day, that business owner is going to see that 700 and think to themselves, well, that's pretty normal.
So for her to steal that much money, there had to have been millions coming in and out. We can agree on that, right?
Yes.
So if you have millions coming in and out, why do these companies not set up a system where there isn't one accountant person, there is two, and I sign off on you and you sign off on me? And then they would have to be in cahoots together for something like this to happen. It's not going to prevent all of it.
Because now you're bringing somebody else on for roughly $75,000, $80,000 a year.
It's a lot cheaper than losing $1.2 million.
Yeah, but if you trust the person who's writing the checks, why am I going to waste $80,000 on their salary? $20,000 in benefits every year.
I guess.
Big issue here is trust.
Yeah.
I guess.
And she's going to jail.
She's a rare outcome where there is jail time in one of these cases.
And she's young.
Federal.
38.
Yep.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. When we get back, the school cafeteria lady fired for doing a good deed. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.